produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the living room. It is absolutely the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I'm your host, Juliet Davis, and we have another exciting show on tap just for you. Got a couple of things I want to say to you before we start today's show. First of all, just want to say to everyone how grateful I am to know that God has been keeping us. I pray that you are being kept as well, that you are using wisdom in the middle of this pandemic. I know things are rapidly changing, especially, you know, as we approach the election in this country. I know that that is definitely going to require some shifts and some changes. And so I hope that you are staying abreast of what's going on in your locality so that you'll know about absentee voting and registration and all of that, because it is so important that we exercise our right to vote this year. Also want to say to our global listeners, those of you who are not in the U.S., welcome to the living room. I'm so glad to have you. Not sure what time zone it is where you are, but let me just say you are in for a treat. If you are tuning in for the first time, this is the place where we have real conversations. So my commitment to you is always that you will be empowered and that you will be encouraged. I can't say it enough how important it is that you be encouraged in this season. Lots of people going through lots of things. And so my commitment and my passion is to encourage you. And so that is what we do every time we gather in the living room. So without further ado, let's get to today's topic, because we got a lot of ground to cover. So you know what we do. Pull up a chair, get your iPads, your iPhone, because we want you to hang out with us for the next few minutes. I have for me a guest that is someone who has really been a blessing in my life. Her name is Harriet Roberson. She is the wife of Anthony Roberson for 39 years. Wow, right? She's a mother of three and two beautiful grandchildren. She's a radio talk show and a communicator in her own right. And I would say the best way to describe Harriet is to say she's a motivator, she's a philanthropist, and she is a kingdom connector. And so, without further ado, join me in welcoming Harriet to the living room. Welcome, Harriet.
Hello, hello. It's so good to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you are absolutely welcome. Listen, there were many occasions when Harriet had a radio talk show, and she also had a show on the public access channel, a television show, talk show on the public access channel. And she would call me and ask me to come and be on her show. So can I say it gives me great joy now to be able to invite you to come on to my show, because it has, you have extended that to me many times. And so,
well, you know what? It was always a pleasure for me, and I always knew that I could be confident enough to know I didn't have to talk about what we were going to talk about. I could call you, and you would be right there on time and ready to go, camera ready at all times. And it was always a wonderful flow, and I just always appreciated just the fact that anything I was ever doing, I knew I can count on you. Out of all my friends, I knew I could always know that Juliet was going to be there and was going to be on point. And I appreciate you for being in my life. So I think I was using you.
Well, see, now we know, audience, that the road goes both ways. So we are excited about that. Well, I want to talk to you tonight about women's ministry. And I probably just want to start in a very general way. What drew you to ministry to women?
Well, you know, I just being around women in general in all different aspects of my life, which was community, it may have been work, it may have been church. I just know that no matter where we were at, we all had issues, and we all had a need, and I just felt like that I was able to bring information to them that would help empower them, it would help inspire them, and encourage them. So I just thought of ways that I could bring women together and then connect them as far as even networking, and we're all in this together, and I've always thought, like, that particular thing. We're in this together. What can we do to help each other? And that's what started it. And it was just started off on a small scale, and God just blessed it along the way. And he still blows my mind as I think about everything that's happened in my life. He really does.
Wow. Well, he's doing that with all of us. That's for sure. So now that we are in the midst of a pandemic, and obviously things have had to shift and change, what have you done, or what has been kind of the guiding principle for you as it relates to reaching women?
Well, I think that the main thing is, like I said, just feeling like we have such a need, you know, in so many different areas, no matter what level you're at, whether you're a new Christian or you don't know anything about Christ, or, you know, you're just a woman in the neighborhood or in the community or at your child's school. It was just, we all have one thing in common, that we want the best for our families. Most of us want the best for ourselves, and we're willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that happens. And so I think that's my driving force for myself and pretty much most women around the world.
Yeah. And that's, you know, how we were wired. You know, we have been put here to be nurturers, to empower others, to help others grow. And so that's something that comes naturally to us. And so that's great that you stay true to those common denominators, even though the way in which we do ministry has been changed. But what we do in ministry remains the same. And so I think that's a cue to all of us, you know, to keep the main thing, as I say, related to the ministry to women. So with that in mind, and that kind of being our canvas, I know that you are involved in three real exciting groups, and I want to talk about all three of them.
Okay.
the first one that I had a chance to get involved in that I absolutely love is the Ladies Zoom Chit Chat Monday. So tell us how that started, and tell us what it's all about.
Okay, we started because of the COVID. You know, we were actually meeting. We wanted to start, you know, everywhere I go. I'm in Florida right now, but still in Richmond as well. And everywhere I go, I always try to get women together. And, you know, even if it's on a small scale of going to a restaurant and just socializing and networking. And so had gotten to be a part of a really good group of women here in Orlando, was where I'm at this second. And we were just planning some great stuff, and we were saying, oh, we could do classes and we could do workshops, and we were just so excited about forming this group, you know, and doing so much for the community as well. And COVID hit. And so then it was like, oh, man, we're all at home. You know, what can I do on my end to help encourage the ladies? And so I happened to be on a Zoom, and I just felt like, wow, this is such a nice connection with people, and I'm able to see their faces again. I'm able to see their smiles again. So even if I can't give a hug, I could give a great smile. And so right. I said, well, you know what, while we have these ladies, let's come up with some empowerment topics and, you know, empowering and encouraging and inspiring. And I was able to pull together, just from friends that I knew, wonderful speakers, and it was just blown up. It's been amazing. So we're on every Monday. We call it the Ladies Zoom Chit Chat Monday. And every week we're on with women from all over the place. All different type women, all cultural, you know, multicultural, very diverse group of women. And we have the speakers, and then we do a discussion, and it's just been amazing. We love it. So that's every Monday, 6:30 to 7:45, usually to 8, because, you know, we're chit-chatting.
Yeah, usually to 8. But let me just say this, though. First of all, the first thing that I realized once I got on was the fact that I really missed the fellowship. I didn't know how much of a social creature I was until COVID. Once that social interaction was removed, I just felt like, well, this doesn't feel right, you know. And then as we began to have the calls and people began to chime in, I felt that fellowship return. I felt that interaction void that I had, you know, it came back, and I was like, oh, this is what I've been missing, right? The second thing, though, that I want people to know about this, and particularly the women, is that the common thread on this call is that women want to support and encourage other women. You hear right. and see so much crazy, catty, backbiting foolishness on TV to the extent that one would think that that is what happens when women get together. I want you to know that this group of women, that is so not what we do. We embody really the spirit of encouragement and empowerment amongst each other.
Right.
And so while there are speakers from various, you know, walks of life, as Harriet said, I saw young women really getting encouraged by the older women. And then I saw
right.
women from different walks of life, you know, different career paths and background and experience, but they all had something to share. So I really was surprised to see that. Not that I mean, not that I didn't think it could happen, but it was so refreshing. That's
right.
what I want to say. It was so refreshing
right.
to see that take place.
Exactly. And you know what I really enjoy about that as well is connecting people. Because of this pandemic, there are women on there who would have never met each other. And no, they don't even run in any type of the same type circles. And so you have someone who may be from Florida, someone who may be from Virginia, someone who's from New York, someone who's from California. We even had someone on from Africa not too long ago.
mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we all have this, you know, a common bond of wanting to fellowship, and we're all missing that. So, you know, this has been a wonderful way to connect people. And like I said, it's just so wonderful because even with all of our speakers, I mean, as soon as this is over with, they all have engagements. Everybody wants them to come to their conferences. And so,
right,
and then we're
right.
looking forward to ourselves being able to go to all these different conferences. And these are people that we would have never, you know, met if it had not been for COVID. So, you know, when people are saying, oh, COVID is so horrible, yes, it is horrible. It's terrible. It's the worst ever, but we have made at least, you know, something we've gotten out of it positive. And so, and I believe that this is part of, you know, what we've gotten out of it, and we'll be able to continue this even afterwards.
Yes. 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 And I hope that we all do just that, because I have a group that I meet with that's online of young women, and we're going to talk about the young women that you work with in a few moments. But I know that those young women are getting something that I could never replicate in person. I mean, because they are from different areas. You know, I have young women who are assisting me who live in Texas, and others live in different places. No way could I have facilitated that,
right,
with in-person meetings. So, yes,
right.
I hope we don't lose sight of that as things unfold, however they unfold, you know, that we don't lose these opportunities, because they are absolutely precious.
Right. And, you know, I even have a lot of pastor friends as well who are saying the same thing, that they've realized that they've reached more people on the Zooms and the virtual than they had in just regular having services. And so they were saying how faithful the people were to even being on the Zooms and the small groups for their churches. And it really has grown, you know, brought a lot of people together and grown churches. So, you know, like I said, it's just, we hate that the COVID is there. We really do hate it and hate what it's done. But God has been able to still get glory in all of this.
He most definitely has. I agree with you there. I'm one of those pastors that have now the ability to reach people that I would not have been able to reach before, especially on the Zoom calls, because the family members of the people who were already connected, they now can actually fellowship with their family, which
That's
they weren't
so
able
true.
To do before, you know? So
that
people
is
have
so
loved
true.
Ones
you know what? I didn't think
states.
About that. That is so true.
And they weren't able to enjoy that. So they get benefit of that. And at the same time, you know, they can hear the word with the loved ones, worship with the loved one, and then have the ability even to have that as a bond that's connecting them after the service is over, which, again, would not have happened apart from our need to do this. So, yeah, it is a blessing. This is what God means when he says, you meant it for evil, but
exactly.
I meant it for good. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Daughters of Destiny. Ah,
oh,
I get
yes,
so excited.
My heart.
I just, we have that in common. I just love our young women. I feel like we are privileged to be able to pour into them and get them, you know, all of the stuff that we wish somebody would have told us when
exactly.
we were their age. So tell us about Daughters of Destiny.
Yes, well, you know, that came about because when I was in Richmond, I had a little girls' club that was at an alternative school in Richmond. And a lot of these girls were basically thrown away. They've gotten, you know, good kids who got in a little trouble or whatever, and so they were put into this school. So I went in with a couple of friends, and we called it the little girls' club. And every week we came in and gave these girls hope. Show them, you know, that they can still, you know, follow their dreams, and we still believed in them, and we did the vision boards, and it was just so wonderful just to see their faces and to know they were getting something out of it and that people cared. And so my son does a Christmas drive. He volunteers at the Boys and Girls Club. And so he was doing his Christmas drive, and one of them was at the Boys and Girls Club that he volunteers at. And the director asked me, just out of the blue, he said, hey, would you be willing to come and speak to the girls sometime? Because they need to see people like you in their life, and they need to have hope, and I think you can give them that
wow.
hope that they need that they're not getting at home. And he said, I can try my best, but I can't give them what a woman could give them. And so I said, absolutely. And I shared with him what we had done at, you know, the alternative school. And he said, oh, that would be so wonderful. So, again, we plan to start in April of this year. That we had planned.
Wow.
Every week we were going to be at the Boys and Girls Club. And we were going to start with that one and then spread it throughout the other Boys and Girls Club in Central Florida, and then we were going to just try to sweep across the country and getting girls in every area to do the same. And so COVID, again, hit. And then once COVID hit, it was like, okay, well, we're back to waiting. And so we said, well, you know, we'll wait until, you know, everything blows over and then we'll go back and do it. Well, of course, you know, it went time and time again went. And so one day I was on the ladies chit chat and we started talking about it and it just all hit me. Well, if we're on here with Zoom, we could do the same thing with these girls.
Yes.
And so now we're doing the Zoom at the Boys and Girls Club, and it's called the Daughters of Destiny Girls Club. And I just like that we inspire. You're one of the instructors, and I have five other ladies who are in with us. And I just love inspiring those girls and really pushing them to help push them to greatness. And, I mean, we're talking about all different types of things. And like you said, we're sharing things with them that we wish we had known when we were teenagers. And we have the girls doing affirmations, and they have a grateful journal, and it's just, we just love it. We absolutely love it, and I just can't wait. We start vision boards on next week, and I'm just so excited that, again, God has given us the opportunity to bless other lives and to pour into these young girls' lives.
Wow, and that is really, really what it is all about, and that's cultivating that the beauty of being a servant and being connected in your community, and being a servant leader, and how we are planting those seeds, you know, in their lives even now. Hey, listen, if you are joining us for the first time, you have tuned into The Living Room. I'm your host, Juliet Davis, and I have with me Harriet Roberson, and we're talking about the changing landscape of doing women's ministry and several of the programs that God has allowed her to administer, and how it's being effective in reaching women of all ages. So let's talk about when. That's something that I am very excited about, and I've heard you talk about it a few times, and what you've shared about it is really, really going to excite, I know, our listeners. So let's stop. Let me stop talking and let you start talking about when.
Well, we're basically the same exact thing that, you know, has been our theme, women. And I've always just wanted to do anything I could to empower women to, again, be the best that they could be. And so Dr. Barbara Jackson and myself, we founded this organization. It's called WEN, which is stands for the Women's Empowerment Network. And within this network, what we're going to be doing, it's a free network for women. They can come on. They could do a broadcast. They could do a talk show. They could do whatever they want on our broadcast. It's 24 hours. It will be in every country. Every nation will be able to be a part of it. And then for the ladies who are a part of the group, we have a mentoring group we're going to be doing, as well as helping women with their branding, helping them. If you have a book, we're going to show you how to get your book published and how to market your book, how to market and brand your ministry, how to grow your groups. I mean, we're covering it all, and we have the best experts that are coming on board, that are already on board, and we also are bringing in to do workshops for the ladies and showing them how they can make money with their businesses. And so it's all about what we could do to help you. And so we're so excited, and the women are so excited, and, you know, a lot of them have wanted to do different things but never knew how to do it. And so we're going to show you how you can reach your dreams and set goals.
Wow.
And, you know, manifest your goals. And so we're just so excited about it. I can't tell you. I'm just about to bubble over. I'm so excited.
but this is the part that I got that really caught me, captivated me. When you shared the structure and the way that the program itself would work, I was excited about that. But here's what caught my attention. When you said that women would be mentored, because what I have found is that there are those of us who pour and pour and pour, and we love what we do, so we're not complaining. But who is mentoring us? Who is pulling us aside and saying, well, you're doing this, this, and this, but have you considered doing this? And so that is what caught my eye, because I realized that you have need of mentoring too. And so everybody should have someone who is looking out for them in that way, and who will then pour into them in that way. And so I'm excited about that. That feature will really be dynamic.
Absolutely. It's going to be just so awesome. I cannot wait. And just God is going to just do some amazing things with women from all over the world. And, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's always something that we all can learn. You know, and that's the thing that I love about us, that, you know, we're like sponges. And I'm the same way. I just can't wait. I mean, I'm on different Zooms and different classes that I'm on every week, too. And the information that I get, I'm so eager to share with all of the other ladies. And so, you know, it's an exciting time. It really is. And God is so good.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the journey that you've taken and the things that you have encountered, you know, will all be, you know, useful to someone else, and will be ministry that will be a word in due season for someone else. And so that's what makes this so rich to me is, you know, you thought that you were going through that just because, you know, that's what was happening in your life. But little did you know that God was preparing you to then be able to go back and strengthen the brethren. So those opportunities are so rewarding and so fulfilling. And I just think we make the world a better place when we extend ourselves in that way.
Well, yes, and if you're right, you just never know. And I always encourage people, even now, while the election is going on and, you know, people are trying to find their place and, you know, and COVID and everything. And I just tell people to start. So many times you sit back and you wait and you're like, oh, well, you know what? As soon as this happens and as soon as that happens, I can do this and I can do that as soon as this happens, you know. And we're always as soon as, you know, or I need to go back to school, or I need to, you know, get the kids out of the house or whatever. It's always something that we use as a crutch not to go forward. And so I just say start where you're at, you know,
wherever
you're at. And with a small group, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a lot of people. If I waited for a lot of people to do everything I was going to do, it would never get done. So I say even if it's only one person who is there on that Zoom, or one person who's helped with WIN, I know I've done something special. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It is. So let me make sure I ask this question. How can our listeners reach you? If they want to be a part of the Women's Chit Chat Monday, or any of the programs, Daughters of Destiny or WIN, how can they find you?
Right. They can reach me I'm on every social media outlet, and I'm just simple Harriet Roberson. Just find me. I'm Harriet Roberson on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. What else is there? Periscope. And then also my website is www.harrietroberson.com, and that's Roberson. So they can reach me. And they can always reach out to you and ask you how to reach me.
Absolutely.
So they send us their information, and I'll make sure that we send them the Zoom information and the WIN information if they're interested in that as well.
Well, Harriet, it has been a pleasure talking with you about women's ministry in the midst of a pandemic and how God is yet opening doors and creating opportunities for His will to be done. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
I just wanted to encourage the ladies to just don't let fear stop you. And that's my word. This God just gave me that in my spirit for someone who is listening today. Don't let fear stop you from pursuing your dreams.
Yes, absolutely. And we know that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, right? He gave us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind, and fear is a spirit. And so you can definitely know that he's already made provisions for you not to be in fear. And so for that, we are grateful. Listen, if you want to comment on today's show or share some information that relative to what we discussed today, please reach out to me. I can be found on Facebook under Julia Davis or Julia Davis Ministries. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram under the tag true_journey. And I would love to hear from you. You can also email me at destinyempower@gmail.com. And as I always say at the end of every show, because it's always true, thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, the Word of God has transformation power. May His Word change your life forever. God bless you and good night.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.